Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Happy Thursday, everyone, and welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily. This week, we are touching base just a little bit on our New Year's resolutions, all the things we want to align with and manifest and create in 2022. We are getting very, very close to the end of January. So I thought for our gratitude practice this week, let's take a moment to really drop into some gratitude for something that has happened or come our way or transpired somehow in the month of January.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
We are almost a whole month into 2022. So what is something that you are so absolutely grateful happened in January? Take a moment to sit with that and see what comes your way. Now, remembering that this gratitude doesn't have to be a specific experience, you know, it can actually be little droplets of something that has been building in your life all throughout the month of January. Maybe you feel like you are gaining momentum in a certain area, maybe in your work life, or perhaps you feel like you've been taking really good care of your health in January and you just feel good in your body. Maybe you've been sticking with your therapy or some commitment that you made to yourself to take good care of your heart. And you're just grateful for that, for the fact that you are keeping your own promises. Now, of course, maybe you had something magnificent and massive happen in January. Maybe something small, maybe something every day. Just take a moment to really get to a place that feels real, okay? That makes you go, you know, you close your eyes and you take a breath and you remember this thing, or this thing comes to the front of your mind and you go, oh, yes, that's the thing I am the most grateful for of all. For me, I just took a long walk with my daughter. We were just walking around the property here with our dogs, and she was telling me this big story, or all the things that she has learned about the four seasons, because it's very new for her to live in a place where there are four seasons over just one. And she's just talking and talking and telling me all about the leaves falling in the fall and snow coming in the wintertime and leaves growing again in the spring. And she was just so excited. And I felt it all throughout this walk, but I feel this resonance of unbelievable gratitude in my heart for having a home in nature, for the fact that we can just step outside and right outside our door, Mother Nature is there to greet us. And I can just sense how it's creating a totally different kind of childhood for my daughter, this closeness to the earth. And I'm so grateful for that. And it didn't come easy, wasn't something that happened overnight, something I've been longing for a long, long time. And the month of January has just been that. It's just been being with my daughter and with my husband in nature every single day. And I'm so grateful for that. January so far has been truly beautiful for me. So what are you most grateful for in January? Take a moment and let that gratitude fill you up from the tips of your fingers down into the tips of the toes. And just sit in awe of the beauty of your life for just a moment or two. Thank you so much for joining me for this little January gratitude practice. If you want to go a little bit deeper, you can journal on this a little bit later, or why not have a conversation around gratitude with one of your best friends or with your partner or with your kids? Like, what is everyone grateful for in January? What a great conversation to have. Have a beautiful rest of this Thursday. Yoga Girl Daily will be back tomorrow.